This is the simultaneous portion of the exam. Please use this time to adjust your headset and volume accordingly. The simultaneous exercise will begin in 5 seconds. Domestic violence is against the law. It is a crime in all states, though each state's laws are a little different. Abuse can include physical attacks, including forced sexual relations, verbal abuse or harassment, including disrespectful or demeaning comments, threats against you or another family member, creating disturbances at your place of work, harassing telephone calls, spying on you, and child abuse. Domestic violence can be handled in 3 different types of courts. First is criminal court, where the state will prosecute the abuser. Possible crimes include, but are not limited to, abuse of an intimate partner, violation of a protection order, elder abuse, murder, rape, assault, kidnapping, false imprisonment, property destruction, vandalism, trespassing, stalking, unlawful possession or concealment of a weapon, intimidating a witness, and many others. Civil court is where you might address violation of a protection order or sue for money damages. Possible civil lawsuits include sexual harassment or personal injury. Next is family court. Family violence directly affects divorce proceedings and can be a factor in limiting or prohibiting the abuser's rights to child custody or visitation privileges. Domestic violence might also involve child abuse and neglect, and might have an impact on other areas of law, such as public benefits, immigration status, etc. Your fastest form of legal help is to get a court order of protection, also known as a restraining order, which is an official legal notice, enforceable in court, that requires the abuser to stop the violence and abuse. Relief available under a court order of protection can be tailored to your specific needs and can address your concerns. It can order the abuser to stay away from you and can prevent him or her from contacting you by phone, mail, email, fax, or through third parties. It can force the abuser to move out of your home and give you exclusive use of the car. The court may award temporary custody of children to you, along with child support, spousal support, and the continuation of insurance coverage. The police can arrest and jail the abuser for violating the order. Call the local state or district attorney to tell the police you want to get a restraining order. They will tell you who to contact. You will have to go to court. In court, the judge needs to be convinced that you have been threatened with violence or that you have suffered abuse. Witnesses, including police officers, can help your case. Depending on your state law and how the court applies it, physical evidence is also helpful, but not essential. Physical evidence could include signs of physical abuse, such as bruises, photos of physical damage to property, such as a smashed window, a hole punched in the wall, or objects used in an assault, like a knife or a baseball bat.